That can't be you. Can't be 4CBA.
Well, I resemble that. The one and only. Good afternoon, Dave. Just leaving Walmart and Taylor's.
Oh, I'm going to get my blood drawn for some labs, and I'm almost there, but I got a couple more minutes.
Well, we're down here by the Taylor's Fire and Sewer Department, I guess you can call it. I don't know what street that is. But you know where I'm at. We're headed back towards home here on Wade Hampton. And I already had my blood draw last week and got the doctor's appointment on Wednesday, as my old history teacher, Mr. Ortolani, used to say, Wednesday.
Never quite got the N in there. I just say Wednesday.
Yeah, I can spell that, too, even though I flunked it on phonics. It's W-I-N-D-S-D-A-Y.
Well, you know, it's the day after Tuesday. You can always say that, or the day before Thursday.
This is N0TR. Well, are you saying that I flunked that test on that spelling?
Which is a nice way of not responding to your spelling.
Character for you. I thought I left myself wide open. Well, it's a beautiful day, Dave. Thank God for that. 70 degrees. And I think I got a couple more reflectors to install on our little two-wheel trailer. We painted it, and first we took the pressure washer to it, and then we sanded it, and then we painted it, and then I put the reflectors on, and I gave it the beta test yesterday afternoon and had to run up to a friend's house for just a few minutes. It seems to work all right. It's just a little trailer, but every now and then you need it. So we're going to go home, put those two reflectors on, put a tarp on it, and it's probably full of acorns by now.
Yeah, my dad always said that, you know, the more acorns you had, the heavier the worse the winter was going to be. And that, you know, God was providing the acorns for the squirrels and other animals to gather up. But anyway, I don't know if that's true or not, but, I have arrived, so I'm going to bail out of here on you. And hope to talk to you later on today, maybe. If not, have a good one. N0TRKB4CBA.
You sound like your dad was a wise man. That's a good hypothesis. And I suspect he's probably right. And if he is, it's going to be one heck of a cold winter around our place. Because, man, we got a plethora of hickory nuts and acorns this year. I hate those things. But that's the way it is. Now it's time for the maple leaves to fall all over the place, which they're already starting. Take care, Dave. Have a good day. And we were down at the Greer Tennis Center, Recreation Center. I didn't know they had one of those down here. That's where they voted at this year. We went to vote this morning. 73, KB4CBA and 0TR. Clear.
Lawrence.
Well, I don't know who this was. I didn't quite catch the voice. It's N0TR.
Yeah, you can eat the acorns. And if you got a couple of chickens, you can grill it, and that'll be a nice lunch.
Who it is? Gabriel. You say you can eat the chipmunks?
Okay.
That have went to chipmunk heaven around my place, They probably tasted like acorns, but there wasn't enough left of them to put on the skillet.
The other day I went to the Chinese restaurant and they have hot wings. They were suspiciously too small, so might as well is the same.
Shoot, Gabriel, there's no hope for you. Well, we get them once in a while, and if they stay out in the field, fine, but they get up too close, they get eradicated because they dig a whole bunch of little holes all over the place, and it's very easy to stumble in them. Don't see them too often, but once they start, they multiply like rats.
Well done, please. Especially field rat with a white belly. Oh, man. And you know what? I can eat almost anything. With a good sauce, guacamole, and a couple beers, everything goes down below. I tell you that.
You're a sick puppy, Gabriel. I like mine over easy, but... Oh, boy. Denise is cringing over here. She hates mice and rats. In the earlier days when we were married, if I caught a mouse, I could chase her all over the country with that one mouse. And I don't understand that. But don't have many, thank heavens, anymore. And, you know, you can't even buy decon anymore. They got these green little capsules you gotta buy, or these little green square things. I don't know if they do as much good as that good old decon did, but if you'll notice on the shelf, it is not available anymore. And I went to buy some rat poison at Tractor Supply to put around the tin barn, which I've never had any get in it, knock on wood, but throw a little under the edges there. And you can't even buy that anymore. It's green pellets.
And now that you... Now that you mentioned the rat poison, I was in Guatemala a long time ago, and it was there's a street food stand that was selling, they got their own taco version, you know. Everybody is it's like a gyro, the Greek gyro. It's just a Greek taco. And we stopped over there. We was crossing Guatemala towards El Salvador. And my friend said, hey, I need something. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, pick one. He says, I remember, I said, pick your poison. All right, I picked that one. All right, let's see what she's got. And she asked us to say, what kind of sauce you want? Spicy, non-spicy. And I turn around and said, which one is spicy? There was. And it was a plastic container that says poison. And it was rotulated. I mean, it was like a real rat poison bucket. And I was like, I'm assuming that thing is the extra hot stuff. And she was like, ah, don't worry, I wash it pretty good. Right. And I was like, no, the other one, please.
It's nothing more than Coumadin. It's a blood thinner. It's a derivative of Coumadin that they give people for blood thinning. And that's the way it kills them. It's gruesome, but it works. But like I said, they don't even offer it anymore. I don't know what they kill them with now. Dead is dead, so I don't think it really matters. But it got to be environmental or safety reasons there. This is M0TR. Go ahead, Gabriel.
C before NC. Well, I prefer a cat. You know, because when he gets fat, you can kill the cat and you can eat it. You know, and all that thing is already being, you know, filtered to the cat's body. So it's going to get fat cat. It's pretty good. Actually, in South America, in the pre-Columbian cultures, you know, when it was a wedding, the cat plate, it was among the most well-respected plates. Chinese industrialized that, but South Americans eat cat too.
Lunchtime, Gabriel. As the kids say on their text, TMI. Too much information. Well, I love dogs, but I haven't got much use for cats, and I haven't ate either one yet, to my knowledge anyways, but you're beginning to make me wonder.
Regular dog? No. I tried one, but no, I didn't like it. Now, in Mexico, it's a hairless dog. They're almost extinct, but it's getting a comeback. It's the guardian of the souls of the underworld, or the guide of the souls of the underworld, according to Aztec legends. But it's a delicacy too, believe it or not. Yeah, I know the Spaniards, they always sleep over when they saw a dog rolling around like if it was a fried chicken, but nope, it's not. And that one, I really taste it, and it's pretty good, and it's super expensive. So yes, that's the Sholo Weasley, actually, that's what it's called. It's a hairless dog. But it's two breeds. One, they breed to eat, which is fat and big, and the regular doggy is the same hairless, but black or almost pinky, but no, people don't eat that.
Sure, Gabriel, you're a mess. That's in Gerald T.R. Well, at least wise, my education has been fulfilled this morning on delicacies. Yeah, shoot. We're about home, Gabriel. You have a great day and a safe day out there. KV4NC in 0TR 73 is Gabriel.
Talking to you. Actually, I was about to call you the other day, but for some reason I don't have your number. I know you give me your phone number, but I guess you never get to the cloud and I lost it. But anyway, when you can, give me a call. I need to ask you a couple things. Say hello to your wife, and I'll talk to you later, because I'm still mobile. I'm on my way to the junkyard, so 73 KV4NC mobile.
Okay, Gabriel, have a nice day. 0TR, I'll do that. Yeah, we're clear.